The Lord be with you. Please be seated. I hope you are well. The weather, I was only saying to somebody yesterday, I met someone early enough yesterday morning, I was saying, boy, it's like the tropics. And I was being scolded because I was saying last week was really cold. And they were saying, yes, for you whippersnappers, you know, 2-3 degrees, that's really cold for you. In my day, -9, that would have been a cold day. Global warming has a lot to answer for, so I humbly apologize for me giving off at how cold it was last week when it was still above the zero space. I hope you are well. I hope for where you find yourself this morning that you are aware of God's light in your life in this month of January where darkness does surround us. I know we're getting into, it's starting to get a little brighter, but our whole season of Epiphany, I really am challenged and enjoy this whole idea of Christ's light being revealed in the darkness. And we have that again in our readings this morning and for where we find ourselves. We have private prayer here on a Thursday from 10 till 12. Coffee morning is on at 10:30. On Friday, and on Sunday we have our 9:30 communion and our 10:30 outdoor gathering, and we will do that as we have said for the continuation of this month, just as we see how things are and wanting to do things as safely as possible as we continue to see what we can and what is wise to do. But let's just quieten our hearts before we pray together our collect for purity. And so we pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. The grace of God has dawned upon the world through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for us to purify a people as his own. So we confess our sins in penitence and faith. You raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. You bring pardon and peace to the broken in heart. Christ, have mercy. You make one by your Spirit the torn and divided, but we fall short of the glory of God. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And if you can, please stand. Let's say the Gloria together. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Our collect for this day. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives, make known your heavenly glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Our first reading this morning is from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed." And no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. This is the word of the Lord. And again, if you can, please stand. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ, according to John chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. And when the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory. And his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Many of us, if not all of us, have come across or have people in our lives that the question that they're asking or the statement that they are making is not the question being asked or the statement being said. It is like you hear of many people where the husband and the wife are getting ready to go out, and the wife lovingly says to her husband, "Oh, you're wearing that shirt." And that means, "I don't want you to wear that shirt. Burn that shirt. I want you to wear a different shirt." There are these moments where a question can be asked, but actually something else is being said. Jesus' mum, her interaction with Jesus here is fantastic. Mary doesn't say, "Will you do something?" All she says to Jesus, from what we see in this, is, "They have no wine. They have no wine." And Jesus is like, "Mom, not now. This is not my time." Mary does not wait for Jesus' comeback or, oh, really? Oh, I'm so sorry. Right, I forgot. You're God. You have a better idea. You have a better plan. I'll just step out. Mary doesn't do that. Mary, in response to Jesus saying, Mom, this is not the time. This is not now for when this is going to happen. Okay. Will you just go and do whatever my son says? She gets the ball rolling in motion for Jesus to do something incredible. Now, I've always pictured Jesus sitting there with this, because his love for his mom is overwhelming. We see that throughout all of Scripture. He loves his mom. And never forget the commissioning that his mom had in raising the Son of God. That's a huge ask. And she does this. And she has brought him up well. And just before this wedding, Jesus, we know, has been baptized and has been out in the desert for over 40 days. A month and a half have gone by. And he has been gone from everyone, secluded, listening to the Spirit of God as to what his mission and vision is for humanity. And Jesus comes back and he's engaged with this party. And his friend, I like to think of it, it's a school friend, who is getting married. And Jesus has been invited along with the other disciples. And they're there. And the tradition within these weddings was they would have this wedding. It would go on for a couple of days. And as we see in this story, the best wine starts off. Because as time goes on, people start getting drunk. And they can't tell the difference between the good and the bad. And it's fine. And Jesus knows, and Mary knows, that shame comes upon this family because they have miscalculated. Have you ever had that in your own house where you're having people over for dinner and you've forgotten to put on the potatoes? Or you thought you had enough of something? Thank you, George. There's our reason. But we all have had these moments where we may have forgotten something. Or go, oh, no. This is awful. And 9 times out of 10, people go, oh, don't worry, it doesn't matter. Forgetting the wine brings great shame on this family. Mary does not want to see this happen. Jesus does not want to see this happen. And the steward is blown away by how good this wine is, from water to wine. People have been giving off these last few days about the increase of alcohol. It's a disgrace. And I can understand for some people the grievance of how the price has gone up and the frustration of that. And actually, it's bigger than that frustration and disgrace that would have happened to this family. It would have been horrific for them to run out. Jesus, in his love for his mom, in his love for the people at this wedding. My time has not yet come. This is not the time. And Jesus still plows ahead. He does this incredible miracle. We know that this is not the time because the recording of Jesus' miracles, there's 6 to 9 months of a gap between this miracle and the next miracle that is recorded in the Gospels. So this was very early days. Time has gone. What can we learn from this? Jesus involves himself in his mom's life, involves himself in his friends' lives, and sets aside plans to meet the need, to meet the need of those whom he loves. Take a step out of that. God involves himself in our lives and will meet our needs. And there are things that can be put aside because our needs are important. But you will see a huge difference in this, where Mary brings this need to Jesus. Even though it's not saying they've run out of wine, what are you going to do? It's just a statement. There's no more wine. Jesus can read in and sees what needs to be done. The challenge that we have, and I said this on Sunday past, all of us need help. All of us in some stage or space of our life, we need help. And it is very difficult to say, I need help. I've shared this before, that when I was in school and the teacher would be explaining something in math or Irish or English, and the question then would be asked, is everyone understanding this? I'd look around to see if I was the only one who didn't seem to understand, and it seemed to be, well, everyone else seems to be getting this, so yeah, I'm totally with you, even though I was as lost. The older I got, and going to college a little bit older, is everyone understanding? No, I have a question. Because I want to know more. I want to involve. I want to engage. Can I encourage you with this story of Jesus turning this water into wine, in forsaking the plan, in forsaking the call? He was not forsaking the call. He was enhancing his call, because Jesus' call was to meet the need of every human. And that is what Jesus does in this story. He connects with his mom. He connects with the stewards. He connects with the servants. He connects with the family. And everyone is blessed. And yet no one knew. Only the servants knew and his mom. No one else knew. That is a real blessing. Let me encourage you to seek out help wherever you can, and to look to be a blessing in ways that maybe someone will never know it was you, but to be that blessing the way Jesus is to his mom, to his friend who is being married, and with the great blessing and the great celebration that went on. My time has not yet come, but I will do this because I love you. Those words from Jesus to his mom, they are the same words that we have for ourselves this day. Let us affirm our faith. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a slave. He was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even death of the cross. Therefore, God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, strength of the weak, and light to all who walk in darkness, help us to proclaim your saving power, not only in words, but also by our lives. Help us to reveal the joy of knowing you and your love. We ask you to bless all preachers and teachers of the faith. Guide all of us who study scriptures and all who are learning through the example of others. Lord, in your mercy, Lord, we pray for the world and a right use of its resources. We ask your blessing upon any who are suffering from natural disasters, upon those suffering from famine or flood. We remember all whose resources are running low, and we pray for the world poor and all who are without work or proper shelter. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for all who have supplied us with our daily needs, for our homes, for our loved ones. We ask your blessing on homes that are suffering from great debt, or where households are unable to cope through various troubles. We give thanks for our well-being, and we pray for all who are struggling at this time. We remember those who are suffering from physical disability or weakness, all who are losing agility or mobility. We pray for all who do not have strength to cope on their own. We pray for those who suffer from mental health issues. We ask your blessing upon all who have been taken into care. Lord, in your mercy, and we take a moment of silence now to lift up our own personal prayers to you. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for the resurrection of our Lord and for the promise of life eternal. We give thanks for our friends and loved ones departed and ask that they may know the newness and fullness of life in your kingdom. We rejoice in the fellowship of all your saints and pray that we may share with them in glory. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And again, if you can, please stand. Our Savior Christ is the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Give each other a wave, a wink, a nod from wherever you are standing. Please be seated. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To glory of God the Father. Amen. I invite John and George, who will bring around our communion. And so the body of Christ, given for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who drink Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name through Christ our Lord. Amen. As you receive this blessing, take this for your hearts and bring this for those around you. So may you know the call of God, your Father, in your life. May you know the example of Jesus and even going against his own plans to be a blessing to those around him. And may you know the role and the gift of the Holy Spirit as you are led and guided and challenged and comforted and encouraged to be that light in a dark world. May you know the richness of the wine that God has for you. May you know the example of fellowship in how Jesus embraces those around him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.